Welcome to the NCO Journal Podcast. This is a podcast series where we discuss published articles with authors and provide a forum for the open exchange of ideas, information, and solutions. I'm your host, Staff Sergeant Brandon Cox, Senior Editor of the NCO Journal. With us is Chago Zapata, the Managing Editor, and Sergeant First Class Osvaldo Aquite, the NCOIC. Today we discuss the article, Needs-Based Approach to Holistic Health and Fitness, by First Warrant Officer Chang, equivalent to the U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major for the Singaporean Army. Before we kick things off, could you please tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, good morning, Staff Sergeant Cox. Thank you, NCO Journal, for having me today for this podcast. My name is First Warrant Officer Chang. My rank is equivalent to a Command Sergeant Major back home. So I'm currently a student in the Sergeant Major Academy, Class 74. I'm an international student from Singapore, who is here unaccompanied. I'm 40 years old, married to my wife, Serene, and I have two beautiful sons, Jace and Lucas. And I'm a guardsman by vocation back in Singapore, which is elite infantry. So my previous duty assignment was the regimental sergeant major of the 3rd Battalion Singapore Guards, which is equivalent to a command sergeant major of the 3rd Battalion Singapore Guards, as I mentioned.
Sergeant Major, tell us about your article. Why did you write it, and what is it about?
What inspired me to write this article? Definitely, it was an assignment that was given to us as a student in the DFM, Department of Force Management, focus area writing assignment, our FAWA assignment. And the question directed to me for this assignment was regarding about proactive health. How does proactive health that includes physical exercise, surrounding personal development, nutrition, recharge, and the power of the mind, and to analyze this factor and determine how senior NCO can coach the soldier to reflect on the selected factor to address what they need to do to improve their readiness. And together with the how can the governance of the H2F at the organization level help the senior NCO optimize their soldier performance.
So Sergeant Major, in your article, you talk about how the Army plans to distribute its H2F plan by 2030. In your research, can you tell us a little bit about what you found out about that and what that means to the NCOs?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, because H2S was derived to empower and equip the soldier to take charge of their health and fitness, but not only on the physical aspect and also the non-physical aspect of it to as a component of the soldier readiness. So the Army way ahead to fill the whole Army with the H2F resources and equipment by 2030 was very interesting to me because there's a huge cost and resources required to fuel the whole Army, definitely. And the benefit of it, definitely, as I mentioned in the article, is worth the cost. And I hope that the research and the article that I mentioned about the benefit of a H2F will explain to the people that it's important to embrace H2F because no longer the days that we focus about soldier lethality is about just fighting. And most of the time, we neglect the portion of a mental and nutrition part. And so this holistic system and holistic health that encompass the physical readiness, spiritual and mental sleep and nutrition readiness really will benefit the Army the way ahead.
Sergeant Major, we have a unique perspective as an international student, somebody who comes from, who's from Singapore. Is this something that you've never seen before what's the most important thing you're taking back from it?
Thank you for the question. I think the most important things that I would take back from this is the holistic approach that the U.S. Army is paying particular attention to is the not only at the physical aspect, but however at the non-physical aspect of it, and especially on the spiritual readiness and mental readiness. This is something that I will take back, and because it soldier as a whole, as a holistic health now, the mental readiness and the spiritual readiness do play a huge part of it, and it will affect a soldier performance if we fail to neglect of it. Yeah. So the key takeaway: how can we embrace the future and holistically develop a soldier by not only the physical aspect, but rather the non-physical aspect, which work in tandem together to achieve the soldier lethality. So this is one key takeaway that I took away from this.
You mentioned that this is a big undertaking, and it is. It's, you know, it's a plan that's going to take up until 2030 for it to be completely filled up. And there's a lot of equipment, a lot of things that need to get done for that to happen. But in the meantime, NCOs need to get the job done. And so maybe you can talk a little bit about what NCOs can do in the meantime as they're waiting for resources, or the NCO's role in effective governance of this program.
Resources are good, so that the unit or the brigade or the battalion are equipped with to train their soldier. But however, as senior NCO or NCO, we need to think out of the box and think creatively how to embrace H2F, because the FM Field Manual 7-22 is there for us as a governing system. But as a senior NCO, we need to think out of the box. How can we train our soldier without the equipment? For example, if it doesn't have a dark kettlebell, we doesn't have the bench press or all this kind of equipment. Is there any other approach, such as a rucksack? Is there other approach that we can think of to train our soldier rather to wait for things to happen? So as a NCO, we must make things happen on the ground. That's critical. And soldier look up to us as NCO, because and we must lead from the front, and to show them that even without the resources, we can still train differently and to get the same outcome as governed by the H2F principle. And the principle of H2F serve as a beacon for us to drive forward. And resources is something that the NCO, we can definitely think out of the box to replace it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I know that's something that's not new in our formations, right? We've always been creative with, if you need to do, well, we've always done it, right? If you're in the field and you want to increase some kind of load or weight or anything, then you add water cans. We have water cans, fuel cans, ammo cans. That's something that we do when we're out in the field. What are some of your experiences of maybe of working some of those creative things into your training?
One of the possible solution that we could work with is if within the brigade there's any sister battalion that they have certain resources of equipment, and we does know that certain time frame that we can loan it or borrow it from a different sister battalion or units. That's one way we can approach our sister battalion help to lend us certain equipment to prep us towards a certain training that we have in our training program. And if not, creating based on the H2F curriculum and the governing system, we can create a skill at arm to make it more interesting. It's not really focusing about just kettlebell swing and bench press, but however, how can we make it more competitive and make it like a competition between company and company for each company to strive for excellence, at the same time strive for combat fitness and to improve the soldier readiness and to build the camaraderie between the company or the battalion or within the brigade. I think it worked both ways. We can train, at the same time we can build esprit de corps, At the same time, we can build a camaraderie between the battalion and the brigade. So that's how I will go towards that. I mean, my thought process, my perspective. Yeah.
We're talking about it. A lot of your article focuses on this article on holistic health and fitness from a more senior perspective. But let's take a closer look, because if you're in charge of a regiment, a battalion, company, you know, you're looking at things at a big group of people. But those, you know, the younger NCOs, the more junior NCOs, those who are in charge of a platoon or a squad or a fire team, they have. I think different – their responsibilities are the same, but they're constrained to a small group of people. What would you say to these young soldiers, young NCOs, young leaders as far as – you know, what would you want them to focus on?
H2F is definitely a cultural shift, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach to handle soldier. And like what you mentioned junior NCO or small unit leaders are our bridge to the soldier. So, I mean, we as senior NCO, we got to lead by the front to make sure we show them what are the benefits and how is it done through our daily activities with them. And we got to continue to articulate the importance and the benefit of H2F to them. Because sometimes a small unit leader doesn't understand the rationale. Why are we doing certain things and what are the true benefits? But as senior NCO, we have many success stories of those who have benefited from the H2F program. It's important to articulate to the ground and to small unit leaders through the holistic approach towards H2F, and to make them believe in it, and to allow them to share with them the resources that's available, because some of the small unit leader might not understand. Yes, they got to do certain training, but however, what are the resources that they can get, and how can we as a senior NCO help to share the resources to them? For example, like the for mental health readiness or mental readiness portion, if a small unit leader have certain issue with the soldier on mental readiness, there's resources in the brigade or in the battalion side, the unit chaplain. How can we divert them and share with them that certain resources are available? Yeah, so these are the few things that I will share with the small unit leaders if I were to speak to them.
Yeah, I think as a senior leader, I think the number one thing you have to do is kind of subject yourself to the H2F program. That way you have that experience. Well, I mean, you do. Yeah, you need to experience it. That way you can be a good chaperone for the young soldiers, be that example. Say, yeah, I went through the H2F program and this is what I got out of it. But if you do have it at your disposal and you know that you have it on your unit, you should absolutely go there and check it out, because they have things that shocked even me, you know. When I went there, I mean, physical training is – everybody knows what that is.
Yeah, that's just one part of it.
We do that all the time. But if you go to H2F, they're going to give you an individual training plan, one that's made for you, your body, like what you need, what your goals are. And then on top
correct,
of that,
exactly.
Yeah, and on top of that, you could talk to a nutritionist. And the biggest thing is sleep. They have sleep study personnel that actually talk to you about that stuff that I didn't even know the Army cared about.
Yeah, well, how many small unit leaders will ask, yeah, did you get eight hours last night? You know, it's like it's one of these things you just never bring up. The young soldiers may have gone drinking and you know, stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning and then just went, you know, came to formation or whatever. So it's important to know your people.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
That's not H2F. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sergeant Major, you brought up a good thing that I kind of started kind of spinning my head around. That was you were talking about incorporating competitions among sister units and things like that. I was just thinking, man, I would love to have a sleeping competition. You know what I mean?
Sleeping competition. I'd win.
How would that look, right?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, why not? I mean, gone were the days that in the older generation or the older era that sleep is for the weakness or what, but if you understand holistic science and health, I mean, as part of recharge in the holistic health system is to maintain well-balanced sleep for the overall health performance. And most of the injury or machinery accident that we have based on my article and based on my study, it shows that the lack of sleep can cause a detrimental impact on the soldier performance. And having a 7 to 9 hours of sleep, yes, it's not easy. So we as senior NCO, how can we be the advocate for it? And we must believe in this and to ensure our small unit leaders and the formation understand that we embrace it and we must preach what we say. A lot of time, if anything were to go from the training program, I think sleep or physical fitness is one thing that the training program will be taken out, which is something for us to take a look at. If we focus on sleep, we tell the soldier that sleep is important as part of recharge, and the soldier will then believe that, hey, our sergeant major and our senior leader is believing in this, and we must be the one believing in this too. Yeah, so that's my thought process. I mean, sleep is important, yeah.
Oh, for sure. In your article, you talk about protecting periods of physical activity, meal consumption, and rest. And so I think the best time that we can do that, to show that to our soldiers, is in the field. I remember being in the field, and sleep was never a priority. Obviously, we're trying to practice or train ourselves to do, 50% force protection mode, yes, or something like that. And so nobody gets sleep at that point, right? Or the small amount of sleep that you have, it's cut up into periods of 2 hours. And so, I think the field is that time where NCOs can step up. And like you mentioned, Sergeant Major, they can advise commanders and say, look, this is a point where we can demonstrate that it's important to protect sleep. It's important to protect food or proper nutrition.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you think?
You were talking about back in the field. I mean, in the field, definitely. I mean, yes, we need to be on the standby or alert mode to ensure our enemy doesn't come to our area of ops. But if you are not awake and you are sleepy and you are lethargic and you are tired, all these will link to the soldier performance. And as a senior NCO, we must ensure that our junior NCO advocate for sleep rest cycle, work out a routine, and it's approved by the commander, and is and we must be the one enforcing it. You get my meaning? So right. I mean, as a sergeant major, I mean, when my battalion was on the 10-2, I could walk around to ensure, are you on rest or are you on sleep? If you're on rest, go and take a break. If you're on shift, on work, make sure you got it accordingly. So the soldier knows that you will actually care for them and they will do the things for you. So the rest cycles is important so that we can sustain longer and we can and work to our maximum performance to enhance our performance. And especially on nutrition also, which you have mentioned about it, is something that we cannot neglect, because nutrition program or nutrition readiness support the performance. Yeah. So in the proactive nutrition, we have the active part which fuel the activity to perform, and the proactive nutrition to provide the baseline nutrition for health, and the active part to fuel our soldier through their daily activity, and the reactive part to ensure that they have a dietary intervention to treat illness and medical. So on that note, for active part, we must also ensure our soldier consume their MRE to get the calories, to get the energy that they require so that they can function at their optimal performance.
You know, you brought up a few points here that you said, practice what you preach. You touched on that, and I think it's important that NCOs set an example. You know, it's one thing to talk about it. You can tell your soldiers to do this, this, and that, but if you don't do what you're telling them, then they're going to just kind of blow it off. So could you talk a little bit about that, about, you know, setting an example and doing what needs to be done as NCOs at, you know, for not just the enlisted, your enlisted or your troops, but also for your leaders?
Exactly. I mean, the point that you brought up is a very good point. I mean, based on your deployment experience, and well, I mean, we as senior NCO, we definitely not only focus on the enlisted soldier, it's also our duty to educate the officers. Yeah, and to ensure that they understand the importance of a sleep rest cycle. I cannot imagine that you work through 20 hours. Yeah.
And, yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, I can imagine that. And I can imagine how is a performance during that 20 hours. And I can understand that mission is always first, definitely. But however, how can we work around to ensure the H2F is still planned as part of the operational readiness that all the commanders must achieve, if you get my meaning? That means to say, yes, we have a mission to accomplish, definitely, but holistic health is something that we can incorporate or embed inside our operational readiness, such as sleep rest cycle, incorporate as a routine within the operational cycle, the battle rhythm, to enforce the soldier. And when the officers see the benefit of it, they will understand that, hey, Sergeant Major or the NCO proposal of a sleep rest cycle is actually important because it affects the soldier readiness and to be at the optimal state to perform their warfighting function. Yeah, correct.
I just remember one of the best things, advice that I would give my soldiers was that you have to be prepared for that next fight. And, you know, I would give them an example of we would do road marches. We would do competitive road marches. And the ones that I would always, like, sprint and run and do everything they could to get there to get there first, they'd get there first for sure. But when they'd finished that competition, their feet were blistered up. They didn't stop to change their socks or manage their bodies that way. And so you'd get to the competition. Yeah, I was probably never first in that road march or anything like that. But when I got there, I was able to fight. I was able to sprint and continue to do the necessary things that I needed to do. And that's kind of the example that I would give people. It's like, remember, you know, you have to be able to be ready for that next fight as an infantryman. And so you have to be prepared to, like you said, so recharge when you need to, but maintain that fitness because you don't know when you're going to get called, right?
Exactly. So is if I can give an example, I mean, in our profession, it's just like a marathon run. When is the time that you need to take the energy gel? When is the time you need to drink water? When is the time you need to drink Gatorade? When is the time that you need to supplement or replenish the energy to your body in order to run the marathon? So if we take this as an example, this is what H2F means.
That's an interesting analogy. That's actually, I think that brings it home pretty good. Yeah.
Because I just finished the El Paso half marathon, so I definitely understand the feeling of not taking the energy gel and not hydrating myself. It really affects my performance.
Yeah.
Did we talk about? I know before we started the podcast, did we talk about the fact that you're our first international student guest at the NCO Journal podcast? And you know, we'd like to express how honored we are to have you, and how this is kind of a first. I know we talked to Sergeant Major Dos Santos, who is from, I think he was
from Brazil.
Yeah, he's from Brazil.
Yeah.
But he's a instructor. So you're our first student and the first guy who's kind of, you know, who's out there actually doing the work and going back, you know, finishing the course and then going back. And I think you have it's an interesting perspective you have, but also it's interesting in the fact that you come from someplace else. You're not part of the Army
The U.S. Army.
The U.S. Army. I don't know. It's interesting, and I think it'd be. I'd like to think what your perspective is of you know the things that you're learning here at the Sergeant Major Academy, and maybe from some of the people as compared to, and maybe how you're going to use some of that when you go back home.
I mean, it's also my honor. I mean, to have been selected to come for the Sergeant Major course, and also thank you, NCO Journal, for having me here to share my perspective. Hopefully, I don't confuse any one of you here. Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of communication that I have with my colleague and classmate, especially from one of my classmates from the reserve side. When I was talking to him about the H2F ideas that I have or interpreted, he also shared that he's very interested in the H2F for the reserve side of the house, but however, they have resources challenges. And so we strike off some conversation on how can we move forward and how can we learn from one another. I think what key takeaway for me as an international student is the every people or every soldier, be it you are from which country, you bring different things to the table. I mean, as we fight the battle with everybody, and these are key ideas that we can internalize. And it can strike us with different approach when we move forward. So that's something that I cherish and I hold dear with the conversation and the partnership with all my classmates. And the second things that I can, the key takeaway is the intangible part of it. What I mean by intangible part or the intangible aspect, like the conversation related to H2F, you see, like the mental readiness and spiritual readiness are intangible aspects. But if we focus on the intangible aspects, it will translate to the tangible aspects, which is the overall soldier readiness of a soldier. Yeah. So, I mean, the key takeaway with my friends, even from my other country, it's also very heartening and it's very inspiring, and especially with my U.S. classmate, which share different perspective, and how they view certain problem and how they approach with their solution is something that I will take away with me when I go back home. Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're all NCOs, right? So.
Yeah.
It's well, at least maybe I don't know if you knew about the NCO Journal before you submitted to us, but this is a resource. This is a resource anybody can use, anybody can read to learn insights about, you know, lessons learned or how to interpret it or what something means to NCOs and how they can apply it to their soldiers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I start to know about NCO Journal when I start to write my first paper because I need to cite NCO Journal.
Okay.
Yeah, but what you say is definitely correct, because most of the critical information and the research that NCO Journal provide really provided me different perspective, and it gave me the beacon to move forward when I was trying to understand what are the key roles and responsibility of the US NCO. Which I really appreciate, NCO Journal. Yeah.
Going back to one of the things what you were saying before about the your lessons learned and the things takeaways, ultimately what I think what it comes down to is that a healthy mind, body, and soul makes for an effective warfighter. You know, as NCOs, we have to prepare our soldiers. They may not know some things, so it's up to us to guide them and to make sure that they know about that and they use this program effectively so that they can be healthy, like I said, in the mind, body, and the soul.
Yeah, correct. Strong heart, you have a strong mind, and we have a strong body. And with that, I mean, the soldier will be able to cope any situation that's coming ahead. And yeah, overall, it will be improving the soldier readiness and to fight the nation war. I will add on, I'm very appreciative of the academy and my organization for sending me to the Sergeant Major Academy. And I'm very appreciative of my call room instructor, Sergeant Major McCracken, Mr. Adams, and my DFM instructor, Sergeant Major Sear, and my call room classmate, which has been a source of motivation throughout my duration of the course. And I really appreciate those that provided me with advice and those cross-communication that allows me and inspire me to write the paper on the H2F. So thank you very much, and thank you for having me here in the NCO Journal podcast. It's my honor to be here, and wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant Major Chang, for joining us, and a thank you to our audience. Remember to put your knowledge to the page, submit articles, and get published with the NCO Journal. Don't forget to check out our webpage and follow us on social media. We'll catch you next time on the NCO Journal podcast.